Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jijunyo Mehta with the news. First, the headlines. Nagaland Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton calls for adhering to principle of one man, one vote. President Draupadi Murmu hails 9 women cadets passing from Indian Military Academy for first time. Empanelment of Health City Hospital, Kanapara, Guwahati, under Chief Minister Health Insurance Scheme temporarily suspended. And Kohima Chamber of Commerce and Industry asks for 30 days grace period on enforcement. And now the news in detail. BJP in Nagaland today held a campaign program for the forthcoming Wokha Town Council by-election for Tsumang B ward at Wokha Town. Addressing the program, Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton called for a free and fair election, urging voters to adhere to the principle of one man, one vote and reject electoral malpractices and financial inducements. He also appealed to the district administration and police to ensure a peaceful polling process. BJP candidate Momo Hamtoy appealed to voters to exercise their franchise fearlessly and sought adequate security arrangements on polling day. Later, speaking to media, Mr. Patton addressed concerns raised by various organizations over the alleged construction of Assam police structures in the disputed area belt. He said the state government had not been officially informed of the matter, but assured that police personnel would be deployed for spot verification if the reports were found to be true. On the recent tripartite agreement between the center, Assam and Nagaland for oil and gas exploration, he expressed confidence that the initiative would help resolve issues between the two states. Mr. Patton also assured that local communities would be consulted before any exploration activities are undertaken. The Indian Army today welcomed 481 new young officers as the 158th passing out parade was held with grandeur at the Indian Military Academy in Dehradun, Uttarakhand. Among them were 34 cadets from friendly foreign countries who will now join the armed forces of their respective nations after completing their training. This year's passing out parade was historic as 9 women cadets passed out alongside gentlemen cadets from the academy for the first time. President Draupadi Murmu reviewed the parade as the reviewing officer. Addressing the occasion, President Murmu said that the Indian Military Academy is a symbol of honor, courage, and service to the nation.
I am especially delighted to see 9 women cadets. This is a watershed moment in the history of IMA. It is not only a milestone in the history of India's defense forces, but also an inspiring example of India's march towards women-led development. I am sure that many more women cadets will join the academy.
During the ceremony, the prestigious Sword of Honor for overall excellence during training was awarded to Officer Cadet Vishal Kumar. He also secured the first position in the Order of Merit and received the gold medal. Prince Raj stood second, while Tejas Bhatt secured the third position and received the bronze medal. Nagaland Health Protection Society, NHPS, has issued a public notice informing that empanelment of Health City Hospital, Kanapara, Guwahati, under Chief Minister Health Insurance Scheme, CMHIS, has been temporarily suspended on technical ground. In this regard, beneficiary who chooses to avail treatment at the hospital during the period of suspension would not be eligible for reimbursement under CMHIS. Following this, NHPS has advised beneficiaries to avail cashless treatment services at other empaneled hospitals under the scheme. The list of empaneled hospitals can be accessed at cmhis.nagaland.gov.in/hospitals. Kohima Chamber of Commerce and Industry, KCCI, acknowledges the notification issued by the Nagaland Department of Health and Family Welfare prohibiting the sale of food products containing tobacco or nicotine under the Food Safety and the Standards Act 2006. However, it stated that enforcement began immediately and without a phase-out period. It said small shop owners who had lawfully purchased and stocked these products now face direct financial loss with no mechanism for return, refund, grant or orderly sell down. In this regard, KCCI has asked the state government to grant a 30-day grace period during which existing legally acquired food products containing tobacco or nicotine may be sold or returned without penalty. It said that under Indian law, traders who acted in good faith within a valid regulatory framework are entitled to a reasonable transition before enforcement takes effect. KCCI also expressed concern over product classification, causing confusion and disproportionate enforcement on the ground. It urged concerned district administrations and the Department of Health and Family Welfare to issue a single, clear public order listing banned and permissible products so that enforcement is both lawful and targeted. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR _Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Zinhebuto Range Students' Union conducted a public destruction of seized illicit tobacco products yesterday at Lizu Naguto under Zinhebuto District. According to a press release issued by the union, the seized tobacco products were incinerated after the interception of illicit tobacco products blended with grocery items and daily essentials. The destruction of the seized products was carried out in the presence of the GB's Association and Simi Totimi Loka Zinhebuto Town. The union expressed concern that despite existing laws, tobacco products are becoming increasingly accessible, posing a grave threat to public health and future of the youth. It urged the district administration to take strict measures, stating that the health of the community depends on the rigorous enforcement of laws. India has undergone a remarkable transformation driven by the principles of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas and Sabka Prayas under the visionary leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in the last 12 years. During this period, the Modi government carried out many flagship initiatives for the welfare and empowerment of the poor, farmers, women and youth. Akashvani News brings you a special feature, 12 Saal, Vishwas Ke, Vikas Ke, Jan Kalyan Ke. Today, we focus on the steps taken by the government to strengthen and celebrate the nation's cultural legacy.
Over the last 12 years, India's cultural journey has flourished and is rooted in tradition and open to the world. Government has undertaken numerous initiatives, both nationally and internationally, that have instilled a deep sense of pride in the country's cultural heritage among its people. Among the key initiatives driving this transformation have been the Museum Grant Scheme and the Cultural Function and Production Grant Scheme. These schemes have helped preserve India's civilizational heritage while simultaneously encouraging cultural creativity and grassroots participation. Under the Museum Grant Scheme, the nation's cultural infrastructure has been upgraded by establishing 21 new museums and modernizing 23 existing ones. Over the years, the scheme has emerged as a key support system in Nagaland. Talking to Akashvani News, Mr. Tali Timjan, guide lecturer with the Nagaland's Department of Art and Culture, highlighted the benefits of the scheme in the state.
2016-17 Museum Grant established, we upgraded a new annexe. There we have set up Gansin Sports Gallery and then the Textile Gallery. Through the Museum Grant Scheme, the one thing, most impactful thing we can say is it gave us some opportunity to build new infrastructure to preserve our traditions and culture.
India has taken big steps to protect its culture and share it with the world. Ancient temples have been restored, holy places improved, and old traditions brought back to life. At the same time, new roads, clean facilities, and better services have made it easier for people to visit these places. Today, India's rich culture is not only shining at home, but also spreading light across the world. Karhar, Akashvani News, Kohima.
8 days remain for the International Day of Yoga 2026. This year's theme, Yoga for Healthy Aging, emphasizes the importance of balance, strength and inner calm at every stage of life. Akashvani News Kohima brings a special series on the benefits of practicing yoga in the run-up to the occasion. Today, we focus on stress management. Practices such as Savasana or corpse pose promote deep relaxation and mental rejuvenation. This laying posture reduces anxiety and calms the whole psychophysiological system. As we count down to International Day of Yoga, let us reaffirm our commitment to a healthier and more balanced future. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Nagaland Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton calls for adhering to principle of one man, one vote. President Draupadi Murmu hails 9 women cadets passing from Indian Military Academy for first time. Empanelment of Health City Hospital, Khanapara, Guwahati under Chief Minister Health Insurance Scheme temporarily suspended. And Kohima Chamber of Commerce and Industry asks for 30 days grace period on enforcement. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.